Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show on a Wednesday, NBA draft day. And if you're watching us on YouTube, you see we are live at the Wharf. That's the Washington Monument over that shoulder. That's the Jefferson Monument or Memorial right there. As we are live at the Wharf, where Wizards Draft HQ is, all your favorite media members will be here, just a couple floors up from the actual Wizards Draft War Room. So somewhere downstairs, Michael Winger, Will Dawkins, Travis Schlenk, and the Wizards front office is getting ready to either make the sixth overall pick or make a trade so that they're not making the sixth overall pick tonight in the 2025 NBA Draft. Officially, our draft coverage starts now. This is your Wizards Draft Show, and it will extend when our show, usual time, ends at 7 o'clock. It will keep going with Linnell Willingham. Undoubtedly, Linnell will stop by and be sitting here at some point during the show. Also, with us on set here today, Josh Robbins of The Athletic, in just half an hour to talk about kind of a bigger picture team building exercise in the NBA. Josh covered the Orlando Magic for a long time, so he's always keeps a close eye on what they're doing. And they obviously have been one of the teams of the offseason so far with the Desmond Bane trade. He's obviously covering this team, which is mid-rebuild. And we all just watched the Pacers and the Thunder, two teams that were built similarly, make the NBA Finals. So in a changing NBA landscape under this new CBA agreement, what are the Wizards doing and how does it fit into that? We talked to Josh a little bit about that last week, but some of these bigger trends that we can, what can we learn from, I think are interesting things to draw from. And we'll talk to Josh Robbins. We're going to talk to Josh Robbins about that at 4:30. So with that said, Anthony, back in our DC studio as always, with us, and how are you feeling going into tonight, going into this NBA draft? Like, I'm excited to see what happens, but I do feel like talking to folks around, the organization and talking to fans and just talking to Wizards adjacent people, NBA adjacent people, the last couple of days about this draft, there's a big, I don't know, we'll see. And that's kind of where I'm at as we are a couple hours from draft time.
I mean, I'm excited for the draft for sure. I really just, you know, think back to the last time we had the 6th and 18th pick in a draft, and that was 2011, where we infamously took Jan Vesely at 6 and then Chris Singleton at 18. And that didn't pan out so well. So, no. I think the fact that we have, you know, Will, Michael, and Travis, you know, here leading this draft, I think I have a little bit more faith and more confidence that they'll get it right because, again, like I think the first 2 years they've done an incredible job. So I'm optimistic that, you know, they'll make the right decision. There's been a lot of players linked to, you know, the Wizards, and I think they'll do what best, you know, fits what we currently have right now.
Yeah, and kind of what the best thing is moving forward. You know, the what they are right now piece is interesting because what they are right now is a collection of parts that needs a center to revolve around. Not a center as in the, you know, power forward versus center. A center as in a central hub. And I don't know that they're going to get that in this draft. And the hope was that they would get better lottery luck and that Cooper Flagg or Dylan Harper, the top two picks in this draft tonight, barring something very surprising happening, that those two guys are capable of that. I think the question is there someone else who's capable of that? And if so, who is it, obviously? And that's where I think the guy who's the most intriguing prospect in this draft is kind of the key to the whole thing. And it's a guy who was considered with those other two for a long time, and that's Ace Bailey. Ace Bailey is a, if you are just tuning in today, having not checked out any NBA draft coverage, you're like, oh, it's draft day. Let's see what Hoffman has to say. He'll get me ready. We are here to serve. We are here for you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But Ace Bailey is 6'7", forward, 6'7 and a half, 6'7 and a quarter, I think was the official combine measurement, forward out of Rutgers. And going into last year, I think many saw him as the second best player in this draft behind Cooper Flagg. He quickly, I think, fell behind in the eyes of many, his teammate at Rutgers, Dylan Harper. And if you were a college basketball fan and you're like, wait, I didn't hear anything about Rutgers all year. Did I miss that? Were they good? No. No, they were not. Rutgers did not make the NCAA tournament with two of the potential top three picks in the NBA draft tonight. And a lot of folks look at Ace Bailey more so as the reason why than Dylan Harper. Bailey still, for as quote-unquote bad as he was, and I don't even know that he was bad. He certainly wasn't bad statistically. He averaged almost 18 points and 8 rebounds a game as a freshman. Like, that's a hella good season. They didn't have a lot of talent around them. The fit was a little funky at times. But, you know, Dylan Harper has talked about how Ace Bailey is this, like, happy-go-lucky guy. His energy in the locker room is amazing. And if you watch him, there is an incredible shot-making ability that he has, which is the hardest thing in the sport to have. And, you know, that makes you think, like, well, shoot, if he's got the highest upside, and he could truly be a star that scores 25 a game, like, should probably take that guy. The problem is... he was a super tough shot maker. Typically, when guys are tough shot makers in college, it doesn't really work out in the pros because you go from being able to take and make tough shots to being able to not take shots because the defense is far better. And he doesn't, like, the feel for the game from, like, a passing standpoint isn't there. There's real questions about his defense. And I want to be clear about that. There are questions about his defense, not he is a bad defender, because he showed real defensive upside at times. And his length and his lateral quickness and, like, his stance is pretty good. So, like, there's some, a lot to like there potentially. And if you tell me you get a guy who's a good shot maker, typically rebounding translates at a higher level. So, like, a solid rebounder and a good defender, like, that's not necessarily a star. But that's a higher floor than I feel like some people talk about Ace Bailey getting credit for. In a lot of mock drafts, he has fallen to the Wizards at 6, and that has been the pick. Anthony, do you have let me run this by you, because I was watching some more stuff of him earlier today. I've read so much stuff, and I was like, I've watched him before. Like, let me stop reading other people and put my own eyes on him again. I feel like there's some Carmelo-y type of vibes with his game, and some of it is the specifics of how he creates shots, the spots that he shoots from. And that's an interesting player in the 2025 NBA, like a very interesting player. Obviously, Carmelo impacted winning at Syracuse as much as you possibly can, the one and only national title that Jim Boeheim ever won. But there are, like, the quick feet, the ability to get on balance, the quick release. But I think the thing that separates a guy like Carmelo or some of the best scorers in the league from a guy like Ace currently is the handle's not nearly as tight. Everything is long. It takes a while for him to get to the spot, to get the thing. Like, once he gets there, it's super quick up and into the motion, and he makes it a lot. But the handle is the thing that's going to prevent him from being the elite scorer. But I'm like, well, shoot, you can improve your handle. Like, that's the tantalizing to me. Like, Ace Bailey is, this is not a opinion that only I have. This is not rare in any way. Ace Bailey is the most intriguing guy in this draft because the ceiling's really high. The floor is also potentially really low. And I just don't know what to do with that information, especially for a team like the Wizards, who has typically been like, let's get on base so that when we hit a home run, it's worth a lot. But do they have enough base runners on, and are they in a position to take swing for the fences here? Or do they just try to say, hey, let's get another guy on and let's look ahead to this 2026 draft next year, which is even more loaded than this one?
It's funny you mentioned, you know, his handle being a little loose and a little wide. I think if you're 6'10", as he was – you know, promoted as being when he was in
listed
college.
As.
And now that he's 6'7", it's like, if you're 6'7" and your handle's like that, it's unacceptable. If you're 6'10", I think you get a pass for it just because, you know, how tall you are. But I think the height differential, or, you know, us learning, finding out how tall he is truly, I think that sort of kind of affected him and his draft stock. I think if he was still 6'10", I don't think a lot of people would have a lot of, you know, problems with this game. But yes, his inability to, you know, have a tight dribble is concerning if you are 6'7", because again, like, that's shooting guard size. Like, you're like, he's listed as a forward, but in my eyes, I view him more as a guard now, just because he's 6'7". He doesn't really, you know, play from the post. He can. And I think that's what you talk about when you compare his game to Carmelo Anthony. Like, he can get to his spots, but it's just not the same manner in which Melo did.
No, for sure. And Carmelo was a bigger body type. Ace is still real slim. But, like, uh-huh. What happens when he puts on weight? Like, these are the questions. Some of the other names to consider: Jeremiah Fears, Trey Johnson, Konka Nipple is going to be in the mix. VJ Edgecombe, if he were to fall that far, I do not think he's getting past Philadelphia in three at this point. Most of the mock drafters have kind of come to consensus on that. But we'll see. There's a couple other names to mention as well. We'll run through Fears and Johnson because they feel like the three, along with Bailey, most likely guys next. Plus, we'll take some calls. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Your calls. Who do you want to see the Wizards draft? Plus, Josh Robbins, Kevin Pelton, Shakira Austin on the show today. We're locked and loaded on NBA Draft Day live from Wizards HQ on The Hoffman Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.